Oh my god, dude. What are you doing home? I thought you went back to your parents' place for the weekend. You're probably wondering why the fuck I'm wearing a dress. And some makeup. And an apron. And why I'm baking? You know, for other girls, this wouldn't require an explanation. Can't you just let it go? And pretend you never saw this? I have an unblemished reputation as a tomboy, and I'd prefer to keep it that way. Just walk away and pretend you never saw this. You're gonna be a dick about it, aren't you? Maybe it's because I've been so vocal about hating girly things. I mean, my mom was always pushing me to be as feminine as she was, but I was a tomboy. She hated that. And I kind of loved that she hated that. I was good at sports and with my hands, and I hung out with boys instead of girls, but at some point in my teens, I started to change. Internally, at least. I mean, I still like being a tomboy, but I saw the girls my age being feminine and cute, and I kind of wanted that too. I guess deep down, I'm as into traditionally feminine things as much as my mom, except that I couldn't give her the satisfaction of knowing that. I couldn't even tell you, and you've been my best friend for longer than I can remember. Back home, I'd sometimes take the bus to a mall clear across town, and then I could spend hours trying on girly clothes without anyone I know seeing me. But I never bought them. I didn't dare risk my mom finding them in my closet or some hiding spot. But now I'm at college and sharing an apartment with you. I can risk buying girl clothes because mom can't go through my stuff here. I keep my stash of girly stuff locked in that chest in my room. When you leave town for the weekend, I open it up and, well, I dress up like this. And I bake. I've never baked before I went to college, despite my mother trying to teach me all the time. And now I'm ashamed to say that I'm apparently really, really good at it. I buy the ingredients and follow the recipe, and it's like magic happens. I bake all weekend as soon as you go, and then I drop it all off at the local homeless shelter before you get back. You only notice the cooking smells one time, and it scared me to death. But I told you it was some apple cinnamon scented feminine hygiene product I was using, and you never brought up the subject again. Oh, but you've caught me red-handed this time. Well, more white right now than red from being covered with flour. Let me wipe them on my towel. I'm sure my face is red, though. Some of that might be the makeup I applied, but I guess I was going for the entire 1950s housewife thing today. So I guess I'd kind of appreciate it if you didn't tell anyone about this, especially my mom. But honestly, don't tell anyone, because it would eventually get back to my mom anyway, and I would never live that down. I could threaten you with physical violence, and it's been effective in the past. But it's not like I can't bribe you with baked goods now. I have an apple pie cooling over there, and there's a chocolate cake baking right now. Since you know my secret shame, I can start baking when you're around, I guess. I could even cook meals and stuff. I've honestly been itching to give that a try. We don't need to live off ramen and pizza anymore. So, would you like a slice of pie? It always tastes good to me, and the people at the shelter say everyone there loves the stuff I bring them. I told them I was just dropping off what my sisters made. I never got a chance to actually see someone else eat it. So here, let me slice you a piece. I think we have some ice cream, too, and I'll put a scoop of that on the top for you. Here. Now you can tell me if it sucks. I don't think it does, but maybe I'm just deluding myself? Maybe the people at the shelter are just being nice to me, and I just need to know the truth. I know you won't lie to me, because I'll punch you if you do. Also, I need to get you on my good side with the entire secret girly side of me, so try it. Do you like it? No, chewing on talk with your mouth full. God, if my mom could see how you're shoveling that into your face, she'd go wild over your table manners. Just as she used to over mine. I know that look on your face, though. You like it. It's weird, but it makes me feel all warm inside to see you enjoy it like that. This is a relief. Not just to know my baking is good, although that is important, but now I don't need to hide this double life I've been leading from you. Not when it's just the two of us. It's going to be a big help. Do you want a glass of milk to wash that down with? I just picked some up when I went shopping for ingredients earlier today. Or maybe I could mix you a drink? We've got a whole lot of different bottles of stuff from that party a few weeks back. Someone left behind that bartender's kit, too, and I kind of want to try mixing you a drink more involved than a rum and coke. Making drinks is just following another recipe. I mean, how hard can it be? Here, I'll be right back. There you go. I even found some fancy glasses to serve it in, instead of our usual red cups. I made two. I mean, if you're okay with me drinking with you. Now, obviously, it's not the best quality alcohol since it's leftovers from a college party, but I tried to add some flavor with some lemon peel and some simple syrup I just made. Now take a sip of it. Don't slam it. This isn't a shot. It's meant to be savored. I can make you another if you like this one, but please tell me what you think. So glad you liked it. Do you mind if I have some too? Sorry, I guess I don't need to ask. I'm not sure why I felt like I had to. That is good. I've been going through the little book of recipes in that bartender's kit, and this one just kept standing out to me. I really like it. But what I like even more is how much you're enjoying it. Sorry. The stress and this makeup must be hard for you to get used to. You keep looking at me. I even styled my short hair to something more feminine. I'd been letting it grow out a little under the pretense of being too busy to get it cut, but it feels strange to have someone actually see me like this. But like with my baking, it's nice to have an audience. I didn't mess up the look too bad, did I? Using the makeup and styling my hair are still really new to me, even if they do seem to come naturally. Really? It's not horrible to look at? Now that my shock of being found out is gone, I find myself curious about what you think of all this. The baking, and the drinks, and how I look? Do I look pretty? I'm not going to take it the wrong way if you say yes. It's just a simple question. I know you like girls, and I may actually sort of look like a girl right now, so it's okay if you think the makeup makes my face more attractive, or if you think the dress shows the right amount of cleavage, or these heels make my legs look extra nice. Sorry, I told you to sip the drink, but mine's gone already. I'm not sure how that happened, but go ahead. Tell me if you think I look pretty. Please. I know comments about my physical appearance usually result in me punching whoever said it, but I promise that won't happen this time. I need to know. Oh, do you really think so? Well, now I am really blushing. No, it's okay. I asked for your honest opinion and you gave it to me. And I liked what you said. I can't describe how good it makes me feel. God, my mom would laugh at me getting all flustered at being told I was beautiful, but she wanted me to have a boyfriend, but that made me resist dating. Do you want another drink? I want to make you another one, but only if it's what you want. I think I need one myself, if that's all right with you. Thank you. This will just take a minute, although I need to check on that cake as well, and maybe touch up my lipstick. I'll be right back. Here. It's the same drink as before. Oh, yes. I thought I'd put on some perfume, too. I didn't think you'd notice. I don't usually put it on until I'm done baking so I can better smell what I'm cooking, but I just figured I'd dab on some while I was in my room. Do I smell nice? It's not just the perfume or the baking smells. That chest in my room contains some special soaps and shampoos instead of me just using your cheap stuff. Here, let me get a little closer. I actually smell like a girl now, don't I? I don't smell like pizza or sweat or oil from working on our cars. I smell like a real girl. You know, if my mom wouldn't have pushed me so hard to stop being a tomboy, I probably would have done it on my own. I would have worn dresses to school or around the house and worn makeup. I might even try dating like a normal girl. It's weird to wonder what life would have been like. We were always such good friends. Would that have changed if I wasn't a tomboy back then? I'd like to think we'd still be best friends. But at the same time, what if we would have ended up dating? I'm not trying to gross you out or anything. It's just some honest curiosity. It would have been kind of natural for our friendship to turn into something more as we got older. You never saw me as anything more than a friend for all those years. Largely because I was so intent on not playing the part of a traditional girl. But if I had played the part, I wonder if you would have been interested. And part of me wonders right now what you think of me now that you've seen this new side of me. If we weren't best friends, would you maybe find me to be girlfriend material? Am I making this weird? I'm sorry if I am. I can't help myself. It suddenly really matters if I have your approval for things. And right now, it's really important for me to know if you could ever be attracted to a girl like me. It's okay to say no. We all have our tastes. But we can't help who we're attracted to, but it's also okay to say yes. It's really, really okay for you to say yes. And to make it worth your while, I'll reward your honest answer with more baking or making drinks or any other service that I could provide to you as a strangely feminine, submissive young tomboy. So you are attracted to me. I guess you can't help it. I'm barely recognizable as that tomboy right now. I'm so incredibly feminine and domestic at the moment. I think that kind of thing appeals to a lot of guys at a primal level. So like I said, I really want to keep this all a secret. I'll bake for you. I'll cook for you. I'll even clean our apartment here for you as well. But you're a guy. And you've said that you're attracted to me. I could understand how, with you having me at a disadvantage and all, you might want to use that to get me to do certain feminine things for you? Naughty things? Like sex? I'd pretty much have to do it if you asked, to keep my secret. You're thinking about it right now, aren't you? As soon as I got close to you and let you smell me, I could see you getting excited. Honestly, knowing I could turn a boy on meant even more to me than knowing I was good at baking. Yes. Blackmail me, please. Tell me to take off this dress for you. I have some very pink and very girly underwear on that you'd really like to see. Just tell me to take the dress off. Yes, sir. I just need to unbutton it, and then I can slip out of it and let it fall to my feet by my heels. I'm just wearing the super cute bra and panties I was telling you about. They have little bows on them. Can you believe that? I love wearing them. But I'll take them off for you now. The bra's the first to come off. Do you like my breasts? Be honest. As long as the answer is yes. I need to hear nice things like that. Thank you. Now I'll take the panties off. And you'll see that I've been busy shaving all kinds of places on my body that I never used to worry about. Or at least let people know I was worried about. And now, you have me naked in front of you. Well, almost naked. I just have the heels on. But I can take those off too. Do you want to take me into your bedroom? Or even better, do you want to carry me? No one's ever carried me before. At least not since I was a little girl, but I kind of like it though. You're stronger than I remember, and you smell so nice now that I'm this close. Kind of musky and masculine. Now lay me down on your bed. You can take off as much of your clothing as you like. You're the one in charge right now. I'll just lie here and close my eyes demurely. I love feeling you on top of me. I should be scared. I'm nervous, but not scared. I should be mad at you for blackmailing me, but we both know that's not what this is. Even if I don't want to define it too closely. You feel so big on top of me, but it feels nice. I feel safe, but vulnerable at the same time. I feel your cock poking against me. This is really happening, isn't it? We're gonna have sex. No, I'm not having second thoughts. No, don't worry about what I'm thinking. I'm here to provide pleasure for you. I want whatever you want. Yes. Put it into me. Push your cock against me. Harder. Harder. Until I open up for you. And you're ready. Ready to take my virginity. So go ahead. Treat me like the woman I am. Oh, you're in me. Oh, you're in me and we're having sex. Maybe even making love. Oh, even now, as you begin to slowly move into me, treating me with more gentleness than you've shown me in sports or roughhousing, but I like it. Do you like my body? Do you like my pussy? Do you like making love to me? Tell me nice things about me and how good I am at taking your cock. Tell me I'm a good girl, please. Those words make me feel so good. Almost as good as your cock is making me feel. I've never felt so alive. I've never felt more like a woman than I do right now. Oh, and it feels so good. No, don't ask me if it's okay to come in me. You're the man, and I'm the woman, and you decide. I must obey you, even if it's dangerous. You could try to intentionally impregnate me, and I'd have to let you. I still wouldn't be able to keep from having an orgasm. It might be even harder to fight it then. Oh, you're gonna do it, aren't you? Oh, you're gonna come in me. That's how you claim me, by filling me with your seed. I want it. I want it too. I want your cum inside of me, but I also want to belong to you. Oh, God. I'm going to come. I'm probably going to get pregnant, but before that, I'm going to come. But I must wait for you. I can't come until you do. Grant me permission by coming in me. But please, please don't make me wait too long. I can't fight this feeling much longer. You're coming. You're coming. My body was good enough for you to come in it. Oh, that makes me feel so good. And it's making me come so hard. There's no going back now. Not around you, at least. You'll never see me as a tomboy again after all that. I'll still carry on the act when it's not just the two of us. At least, if you don't mind. If you want me to be girly all the time, I'd do that too. Even if my mom finds out. In fact, I have to do everything you say. Far more feminine than I even let on, but also far more submissive. I could never say no to you, and I never will. Could I get you some more pie? Or maybe make you a sandwich? Or I could suck your cock clean. Maybe all three of those in whatever order you wish. I'm really liking this chance to be all submissive and feminine, but I think you're really going to enjoy it just as much as I do. You're not losing me as your tomboy best friend. You're just gaining a devoted, submissive, and very feminine live-in girlfriend who will do anything to make you happy.